Welcome back. It's just under 1 year since the current government was formed following the general election on Friday, November 29th, 2024. Hacks, anoraks and pundits spent much of the time after the election discussing and speculating on government formation and who would get what job. However, it was not until January 23rd that agreement was finally reached and Taoiseach Micheál Martin confirmed his ministerial appointments. Among those named was Fianna Fáil TD for Waterford, Mary Butler, who was appointed government chief whip and minister of state with responsibility for mental health. There had been speculation that Deputy Butler was in line for a senior role at cabinet level, and that prediction proved correct. The news broke at around 4:30 on the afternoon of January 23rd.
Waterford TD Mary Butler has been confirmed as the government's new chief whip. She will also have special responsibilities for mental health as a junior minister at the cabinet table.
Deputy Butler's appointment marked a significant moment for Waterford as she became the first TD from the county to sit at the cabinet table since 2010, when Martin Cullen served as Minister for Arts, Sport and Tourism. The day after her appointment, the now Minister Butler joined Damien on Daisha Today.
Mary Butler, good morning, Deputy.
Good morning, Damien. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I know you've a little bit of a head cold there, probably the stress of the last few days and the excitement and whatnot. So, firstly, I want to say congratulations to Deputy Mary Butler, who has been appointed Government Chief Whip and Super Junior Minister with responsibility for health, and you have a seat at the Cabinet table.
I have, Damien, and I just want to say it is the honour of my life, and it wouldn't be possible if the people of Waterford hadn't put their faith in me since 2016. Sitting in the Auris last night for the first Cabinet meeting was absolutely surreal. It was nearly a pinch yourself moment. And it's just trying to sink in now overnight and take stock of all the memories of yesterday evening that might never come again. Many people will never see those particular memories. And it was just fantastic. It's hard to put it into words when you arrive at the Auris and the president is there waiting. And it's a very formal ceremony where you're presented to the president, and it was absolutely amazing.
10 years ago, 2014, you weren't even a councillor, or you were a councillor, and now you're government chief whip.
Government chief whip and minister of state attending cabinet with responsibility for mental health, a bit of a mouthful. Delighted actually to be government chief whip, believe it or not. I would have said this to many of my families and friends, a bit of a bossy boots, and I always felt I'd love a crack at the government chief whip, which is a really, really significant role. So I'll be in charge of setting the schedule of business to be taken in the Dáil, manage the government legislative programme, track that progress, and then provide support to the Taoiseach in relation to Dáil business. And when we went into the cabinet meeting, first cabinet meeting last night, I walked in the door and there was a little nameplate, for everybody where you sit down. And the Taoiseach called me and he said, "Whip," he said, "you sit to my right, you sit beside me for every single meeting. That's the place of the chief whip." So I know some people were saying it's a super junior ministry. It's not the same. When I sat there yesterday, when I sat there last night, I felt no lesser than any of my colleagues. I have brought mental health to the cabinet table for the first time ever, such an important thing. Collective responsibility is how cabinet works. And people are saying, and rightly, that she doesn't have a vote. But there was no vote taken in the last at all in the cabinet, not one. Collective responsibility, trying to do the very best we can to deliver the programme for government for the people of Ireland.
No more than 6 days later, we had another minister. Newly elected TD John Cummins received a call from Taoiseach Simon Harris and was appointed Minister of State with responsibility for local government and planning within the Department of Housing. Deputy Cummins had served in the Shannon during the previous term, where he took a strong interest in housing policy. Before that, he spent over a decade as a councillor, first elected to Waterford City and County Council in June 2009. He had contested the 2020 general election, narrowly missing out on the final seat, being eliminated on the seventh and final count, marking the first time in many years that Fine Gael had no Dáil seat in Waterford. However, he returned in 2024, securing the second seat with 10,376 first preference votes and became the only first time TD to be appointed a Minister of State. News of his appointment broke at around 4:30 on January 29th.
Station of the Year.
Dublin Early News at 5. Good evening, I'm Kyle Butler. Waterford TD John Cummins has been appointed Minister of State at the Department of Housing. He will have special responsibility for local government and planning within the department.
The newly appointed Minister of State then joined Damien Tiernan on Data Today on January 30th and expressed his delight with his new role.
To another Waterford man who has achieved a lot already and looks like he is in line to achieve a lot more and has just been appointed Minister of State. John Cummins TD, good morning.
Good morning, Damon, and good morning to your listeners.
John Cummins, congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much, Damien. Really appreciate it. Obviously, it's a huge honour. It's a bit of a blur yesterday, to be perfectly honest. But at the outset, I really want to, most importantly, thank the people of Waterford who put their faith in me last November by voting me into Dáil Éireann. That was the honour of my lifetime. And yesterday was fantastic to get a call. Also want to thank my wife, my family, fantastic team of Fine Gael councillors across Waterford, all of the Fine Gael membership and supporters, everyone that supported me since getting involved in politics back in 2009 at the age of 21. I'm absolutely delighted, but I'm really looking forward to getting on with the job at hand because there's a hell of a lot to do.
I'll ask you about delivery, and it's one thing you mentioned as well before. It's very important, but just on a personal level, to you and your family, to the parish, to, people within the city, the county, to others that worked really hard for you over the last 4 to 5 years to get you elected. Obviously, you did so much work in the Shannon. You've got councillors, you've got people in Liam Brazzles and the Damien Gagans and the so many others to thank, too many people to thank, I'd say, John.
Yeah, no, look, it really has been a huge team effort from right back in 2009 when I got involved in politics first. But in particular, over the last 5 years since I was elected to the Shannon, it's been great to lead the Fine Gael team here in Waterford. We've united the party. Everybody is rowing in the same direction. There's a great atmosphere. We're all working together on behalf of the people of Waterford, which is the most important thing, and delivery is going to be key. And I'm, acutely aware that, anyone listening to the radio here this morning or in their car driving, they want to know about the issues that are important to them, and housing is a key part of that. And obviously, I've been working on that in my role in the Shannon and on the Joint Oireachtas Committee over the last number of years. But as I sit here in the Custom House here this morning, it's a little bit different, and I'm very well aware of the responsibility that's on my shoulders now.
The Government Chief Whip and Minister of State Mary Butler, along with Minister of State John Cummins, will soon reach the 1 year mark in their respective roles. With the rotation of the office of Taoiseach between Micheál Martin and Simon Harris expected within the next 2 years, and a cabinet reshuffle likely to follow, attention in Waterford will focus closely on what portfolios both ministers may hold next.